get into the normal question of politics. You know, I'm going to give you my prognosis of Democrats and Republicans and the faults and the strengths. And then talk about the election and why it's likely that Trump is going to win. I'll explain my reasoning. I mean, everybody, election time comes up, people get concerned. They're like looking at the times. They're wondering, how's this all going to bang out? Yeah. Take a big breath here. Republicans typically know how to make the laws so that they'll work, but they tend to ignore a lot of the issues that they don't personally feel are important. And they also focus on bigger money and cronyism. They want deals with the corporate world. Deals. They want a deal with the corporate world. They want a deal, do a deal with other countries. And they want this globalist dream, and they forget about the people and the core issues that they ran for election on in the first place. Now, Democrats, they're all about the issues, the issues, the issues. They run on the issues. They talk about the issues. They'll say things about the issues. They'll talk about, but does anything ever change? Well, Tupac said he didn't see any changes. You know, all these Democrats in power, if they're succeeding, why is there still a problem? Well, like I mentioned for the past few days, you know, there's some people that know how to see what's happening from the result. And there's other people that they don't, they're not sure. How do you look at results and know if it's working or not? Well, we're trying. It's not working. So we should try more. Well, doing the same thing again, never changing, never adapting, never hitting a learning curve, just staying the same exact way, not better or worse, just the same, but expect something different to happen. That really is. They say, you know, that insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. But actually, it really is an indication of a mental illness. Remember, being mentally healthy means you get along with people and you're able to do work and be productive in your life. Well, people that have trouble with money, have trouble with relationships, those are the same people that have trouble looking at results and seeing if something's working or not. They don't adapt to make stuff work better. And that's a question. So that's a challenge for Democrat politicians. They keep getting elected again and again, but they don't deliver results. Okay, now, at what point is it not working? That's the challenge that Democrat politicians face. So, you know, as elections, you know, like I say, Republicans always kind of want it. They tend to sell out. If Democrats are involved in money, it's usually like donations. Someone just gives them money. That's like Biden's. You know, the Biden's. The Bushes, they don't give the Bushes money. They make a deal. They're two different types of bad. Anyhow, but Republican voters typically are focused on whatever we're doing, do it well. And the Democrat voters are focusing on, we've got to do something about this and this and this. And they want to go after those issues. Republicans might think, hey, you're talking too much. I want to do things right. Okay, all right. No, I think that's a good psychology of the votership. And I think we got a lot to learn from each other. I certainly hope Democrat voters kind of ask the question about how to do things well. It's not whether to do it, it's how to do it well. And Republican voters need to listen to people, man. Ugh. There's just so much. I had Americans, good friends. I love my friends. If I sat and talked with them, they'd hear me. They'd hear me out. They're like, yeah, well, those Taiwanese, you know, when they were peaceful, it was their legislature, and then the police supported them when they interrupted the police. Okay. When they, you know, that they weren't trying to become their own country. Well, these guys in Seattle want to be their own country. I'm like, no, the guys in Seattle don't want to become their own country. Go look at what their demands are. Oh. So many times I was there. We don't understand the trouble that other people go through. And that's why I came over here, is to understand. And my goodness, I don't agree with what's going on in Seattle. I don't agree with their values, but I do agree with the peaceful way that the city of Seattle and the state of Washington are dealing with it. And I'm thrilled that Trump changed. We want presidents that improve. And don't just do things the same way over and over and over again. Trump change it from, I'll go do it if you don't, to we're willing, we're willing, we're willing, we're willing. That's great. I really hope more people get along. And I hope that Democrat voters can learn to think about how to do stuff and ask those questions from Republicans. I hope Republicans can listen to other people and stop acting like the whole world only has the problems that they have in their homes. Other people in their homes have different problems from you, and you have problems that other people don't have in their homes. And being a Republican myself, white boy from the sticks, I'll say it. You know, I was in Chicago. I don't believe this because someone told me. I believe it because I saw it. I was in Chicago 4 years. I went to Cabrini Green every day. Taught a kid how to swim. He loves Jesus. Awesome friend. He's smart. He doesn't wear clothes that'll attract the police. He tries to wear normal clothes so the police don't come after him. I taught him that that's an okay thing to do. Oh yeah, I learned stuff, but I was in for a lesson, man. I was in for a big lesson. There's so much that we have to learn about what we don't know. My mom always used to say, I think it was a quote from Reagan, it's not what you know, it's what you think you know that ain't so. And that's a Republican challenge. Republicans can do some things really well for how to make the laws work. It's why they typically run on the economy. Democrats run to help people in elections. Republicans run for the economy because they know how to make it work. Well, knowing how to make stuff work also means understanding other people who have problems that you don't. So I really hope that we talk to each other more, and I'm seeing that happen. I'm seeing that happen, and it thrills me. And I learned a lot about it by being in Taiwan, by seeing that the calmness over here. Now, Trump, why is he gonna win again? Everyone's worried. It's election time. Couple things. You know, keep your head. Election time comes, we get all freaked out. Keep your head. Don't get emotional. Very important. One, Trump is the incumbent. He's already president. Incumbents almost always win re-elections, and it's always scary, and it's always worrisome, and there's always people saying they did a bad job, and there's always, oh, well, what about this? That's always going on. Incumbent means the president's already there, for those of you in Reed Rapids. The incumbent always has trouble, doubt, not sure if it's going to work, big problems, people accusing them, they did this back when, and then they get reelected. That is so normal. Well, guess what? You know, Trump, well, problems with this. Well, what about that? I mean, he did that way back then. People don't agree with him. And he's an incumbent. Okay, well, historically speaking, he's set to be reelected. That's how it works. Keep your head on. Look at how this works. That's the first thing. Second, this is a Jesse thought. I've noticed this. When the presidents that lose, Carter, H.W. Bush, are the only ones in somewhat recent history that don't get reelected. They broke promises. Carter was incredibly bad at doing things. He was a Democrat. He ran on the issues. He was a nice guy, very nice guy, but didn't know how to make it work. And it didn't happen. Just like the guy in the city next to me didn't do anything. 90% recall election. My goodness. Why? That's embarrassing. H.W. Bush made a campaign promise in his first election. Read my lips. No new taxes. Big. That was a signature speech. It was a signature campaign promise. And toward the end of his time, he said, well, we got to get along with the Democrats, and so we're going to raise taxes. And he went directly against his loud campaign promise. Trump has not done that. He's been pursuing, he's been getting ground on his campaign promises. No one can make the world magically different overnight. Obama didn't do anything that lasted because he did everything by executive order. Trump is constantly getting opposition from Democrats, but he pushes and gets a lot done. And the Republican voters identify with that so that it Trump gets stuff done, does a lot of work. Not much gets done, but some. It's a lot of work. Republican voters identify with that. Trump has kept his promises. He hasn't broken them. He changed his song from, I'll go in there in Seattle, polarizing things, to we're willing, we're willing. But that's not a broken promise. He's not changing who he is in the political campaign sense. So Trump's the incumbent, and he's not going back on promises. There's not much more to that. There's not much more to that. Look at history. He's going to be president again. See you next week.